probably have gotten the reputation that I never allow my bitches release because of how much I love to make a man beg and plead for his orgasm. But you'd be mistaken in believing I'll never allow you to come. Of course I'll allow you to come. I have to, lest you get comfortable with denial that never ceases. See, if you know I'm always going to deny your orgasm, you stop trying to come. You simply make peace with the fact that coming is something other men do, something you used to do back in the days before you met me. You stop hoping, you stop begging, you find another hobby, which, by the way, is no fun for me. So you see, of course I have to keep hope alive. I have to allow you to come at least every now and again. Oh, I love how much that cheered you up. You've missed stroking that cock past the edge, haven't you? Orgasm edging is fun and exciting, but you never forget how good it feels to fly off the edge in orgasmic bliss, right? Don't you just love coming? All that sweet tension, the tightness, the feeling of the cum right there, ready to blast out of your cock. Oh, and to feel it all letting go, to lose yourself in the orgasmic abandon, to shudder and tremble, your jizz exploding out of your cock like a geyser. It's such a gift your mistress gives you when she allows you to come, isn't it? It just makes you forget all of the months of orgasm denial. It makes it all worth it. Gee, it's too bad I can't allow you to come today. I would have really enjoyed watching you have that explosive orgasm, and I'm positive you would have really loved it. But today's just not your day, sweetie. You're just not bored enough for me to let you come this time. We'll try tomorrow. Just try not to get so excited next time. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.